see the same things you can see. Understand the meaning on a new degree. Maybe that could happen when you're next to me. I just wanna see the same things you can see.
So I just wanted to give a little bit of an introduction to the conversations that you'll see on the Talking with Mortals podcast show thing. I haven't settled on what to call it. Because there's some things that happen that you're not going to fully understand what's going on. First and foremost, these are conversations that are between two people. I wanted it to feel, and it really is, just sort of incidental that it's being recorded. And truly, I designed the whole process to be for these two people in that moment. And they are kind enough to share what happens with me and the rest of the world. So first and foremost, you will notice during the conversation, they will be doing this thing with, there's an empty vase in the middle of the table, and then they have one each with water. This is part of a ritual that we started off camera, that I brought them into the space that brings them into this process. They use this ritual throughout their conversation. And then once the camera stop, then we kind of close it off. So truly, this is just something for us, for them in the room. I'm not going to explain it because really it is just for us. So that kind of explains that, if you notice that that's going on during the episode. I started this project basically just to demonstrate these cards that I created. They have been used by other doulas. I use them in my work. They're used in hospices. But clearly these are like situations where it's vulnerable, it's personal, it's a bit, I don't know. It's not appropriate to be filming necessarily and sharing that. But these cards were really designed primarily for people who are healthy, who are able-bodied, who are, you know, not facing end-of-life or terminal or life-altering diagnoses. They're really meant to have, to give you the opportunity to start a conversation that will take you a lifetime to kind of finish, so to speak. So I put out kind of a little, hey, does anybody around want to do this? Do you want to spend an hour with somebody that you care about? Sit in a room without your phone and just have a conversation using these cards. And genuinely, I expected maybe like one or two people to say yes. I fully expected to have to like beg and borrow and bargain with all of my friends and friends of friends. And but I was so overwhelmed by how many people, complete strangers, who said, yeah, I want to do that. That sounds really fun. I've got somebody in mind that I would love to do this with. So I had to actually like turn away quite a few people. And simply because of scheduling issues, there were only certain times that I could film, that we had access to the space, that, you know, worked for other people's schedules. So thank you so much. I just want to say to everybody who kind of put their hat in, I'm really hoping that I'm able to do more of these conversations, and that like my big dream is to be able to go all over the UK, all over England, all wherever will have me and facilitate these things, because it was such an honor to witness these people connect. But I think it's super valuable to see just normal people, everyday people. I didn't choose them based on any of their backstories, on any of their personal characteristics, nothing. Like literally this was, are you available on this date? Fantastic. You're the first one to say yes. Great. And it just shows how many people have exceptional stories. And the fact that we will all be touched by death and grief and losing people that we care about and just all of the parts of what it means to be a human who ages, who faces an end of life. You don't have to be famous in order to share a story, I think is my point. So the other side of this, I have never ever done anything like this before. I am not a videographer. I basically had to teach myself everything, like lighting, microphones, sets, editing, coloring, all like sound design, everything. And I did my very, very best, I swear, to make it as professional as I could. And I am trying to, I'm a recovering perfectionist, so progress over perfection. I wanted to honor the time and the vulnerability that these people offered, by being able to create something that is as good as I can make it, without fiddling with it for the next, I don't know, 5 months. So there are probably, I think every episode pretty much has something that has gone wrong, a challenge that I got to learn from. Microphone issues. At one point, because it's a shared studio space, even though we had signs up, somebody's like trying to knock down the door because they thought where we were was the bathroom. That might get picked up. Microphones died. Some of the issues were things that I screwed up. Some of the things were just life. So I hope it doesn't detract from anything that is said. There's going to be differences in audio quality between the different episodes. I did my best. And again, I just want to extend my complete gratitude to the people who participated. I hope that these episodes are worthy of the time and energy that you gave to this project. So thank you again. The other thing I also want to say is that there are two versions of each episode. So there is an edited version that I've put together for basically like for podcast. It's around a half an hour. It's edited chunks of the conversation, and put together just in a way that it's not necessarily the most interesting parts of the conversation, but in a way that feels like it flows, and also remains interesting for that chunk of time, you know, attention spans being what they are. But I also wanted to demonstrate what a full conversation feels like. And there's a lot of good demonstration of active listening, of what it looks like to sit with heavy subjects, what it looks like to learn something sensitive about the person that you're sharing this with. If you have the capacity, if you have the time, energy, whatever, I really, really recommend watching the full versions. Just because it gives you such a full flavor of the ebb and flow of a conversation. And just because it didn't make the podcast version does not mean that there is not such incredible insight and sharing and stories in the longer versions. So you're definitely missing a lot if you're not watching the full versions. Nobody listens to an hour-long podcast from somebody who is completely unvetted and new, and it's just the reality. So if it changes in the future, it changes. But I had to make a decision, and that's kind of where I landed. So the full versions are on YouTube. The shorter versions are also on YouTube, but then are shared on podcast platforms on Spotify and whatnot. So if that's something that's interesting to you, if you want to watch the interactions as well, it's really cool to like watch the body language between people. I recommend watching those. So with all of that said, I really hope that you enjoy these conversations. We've got such a range of people. And again, just the universe provided, I asked and the universe said, here you go, here are these people. We've got romantic couples, we have people who have been friends, strangers, a mother and a son, siblings, like it's just such a great mix of people. And I really hope that I get to do more of these. If you are into this, if you want to see more of this, then there are a couple things that you can do. First and foremost, we live in a world with money. This I pay for out of pocket. I mean, I put it on a credit card, okay? I put all of this on a credit card. And I wanted to just see it come to life and see where it landed with people. If you want to see more of these episodes, you can buy these cards that they use. I have other card decks as well. Go to goodmorningsociety.com to check these out. I have physical versions, which are fantastic. I've got digital versions if you want it right now. Financially, that will help me pay to be able to do more of these episodes. other ways you can support that don't include money, sharing the content, doing the whole, you know, like, follow, subscribe, save, all of that algorithm stuff. It really genuinely does help. Like, I have a marketing background from a previous life, and that stuff always helps, no matter what they do with the algorithms, the social media, by leaving comments, by sending it to people that you think might be into it. All of that stuff genuinely does make a difference. So if you are into what this is and kind of the purpose behind doing it, then I would so much appreciate your support in whatever you can do. Even if it's just like a thumbs up on YouTube, that helps, even just a teeny little bit. So that's what I have to say. I could ramble on forever, but please enjoy these episodes as they come out. I'd love to know, I don't know, what strikes you, what stands out, what you think about after the episode ends. So thank you so much for watching. And thank you again to all of the people who are featured, are, you know, giving their stories. So, yeah. Okay, bye.
I just want to see the same things you can see. Understand the meaning on a new degree. Maybe that could happen when you're next to me. I just want to see the same things you can see.